Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
And we remind you that throughout the course of the day and in the weeks and months to come, you'll be hearing regular updates on the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and the killing of George Floyd. That more comes up on All Things Considered at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Jill Replogle is guest hosting today. Austin Cross is away. And you'll hear, of course, then later in the afternoon when Nick Roman gets you home with All Things Considered, the 4 o'clock portion of the program on KPCC. Right now, we turn our attention to Los Angeles set fiction. And I want to hear from you. What book or books or characters created to tell a Los Angeles story you've thought really added to our understanding of our city and really gave a sense of place? We're at 866-893-KPCC. You can also contribute that on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Tweet at AirTalk and post on the AirTalk Facebook page. With me is the editor of a newly published anthology of short stories, Speculative Los Angeles. Denise Hamilton has put together this series. She also edited the hugely popular series that provided noir studies of Los Angeles, titled L.A. Noir, which includes the Edgar Award-winning short story The Golden Gopher by Susan Strait. And then there was a follow-up, Los Angeles Noir 2. Former L.A. Times journalist Denise Hamilton, great to have you with us again on Air Talk.
For having me, Larry.
So this is speculative. So it's kind of either an alternate history or a speculative wild future of Los Angeles. Share with us when you were contacting the writers and asking them to write for this, how you framed this.
Well, the publisher, Akashic Books, and I sat down and we decided to have the blueprint be very similar to Los Angeles Noir. So there would be 14 different authors. Each author would pick a neighborhood to set their short story in. And beyond that, I just told them, do not set it in reality. You can do alternate history, time travel, ghosts, shapeshifters, demons, whatever you want. Just make it wild and crazy and give it a sense of regional place so that we really feel we're in that neighborhood. And that was it.
All right. And a wonderful collection of stories. We'll talk about the writers momentarily. But Johnny818 tweets at AirTalk, Day of the Locust by Nathaniel West. A great look at old Hollywood and Los Angeles. 866-893-KPECC. Again, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Mr. Yultz writes on the AirTalk page, Atomic Aztec by local poet treasure Seshu Foster is by far one of my favorite L.A. alt-history works of fiction. That's Atomic Aztec. Thank you for that posting on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Norman Lakewood said, I always thought Parable of the Sower seemed pretty realistic. Been a while since I read it. Zoe writes on the page, as a fourth generation native Angelina, it's not speculative. However, Leo Politi's Pedro, the Angel of Olvera Street, has always been a story our family has loved. And Bill in the San Gabriel Valley says, does Blade Runner, even though a movie count, do androids dream of electric sheep? The story it's based on, it's set in San Francisco. Yeah, we'll fudge that, Bill, because the movie was set in L.A., even though the original Philip K. Dick novella was based in San Francisco. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. One of the things, Denise, I love about Speculative Los Angeles is each is very much linked to a community and provides that sort of sense of place. Let's talk about Alex Espinosa's El Sereno set Detainment. What's that story about?
Oh, you know, when he proposed that, I was like, yes, yes, you must write it. This is a 21st century changeling story, the old myth of the magical woodland creatures that sneak into a cottage and exchange a human baby for a changeling that will sicken and die. This is a very old myth that dates back into antiquity. And what Alex did, which was so brilliant, was he moved it into the contemporary world. And you have an immigrant mother who's just been released from ICE detention. And she is being reunited with her son, who's a toddler, and he's been held by ICE, you know, separated from his mother for months. And the child comes home, and the mother is so happy to be reunited with the child, but quickly starts to suspect that this is not her child. It looks like my child. The baby has the same, hair and eyes and everything, but this is not my child. Something happened in detention. This is some kind of a changeling. ICE has done something to this child. And so it's ripped from the headlines. And yet I think that by putting it in the speculative world, Alex was able to infuse it with such drama that you, even more so than you could find if you took it and put it immediately into fiction, because he can play with archetypes and evil and good and all of that.
Alex Espinosa, Detainment is the story set in El Sereno, which is part of the anthology Speculative Los Angeles. We'll continue with Denise Hamilton, and we'll ask about her Encino set story, Past the Mission. But I want to hear from you your favorite Los Angeles set fiction, which helped you better understand the city or you felt really contributed to giving a sense of place. 866-893-KPCC. Back in 1 minute. Ingrid in Boyle Heights says, I love Post Office and Women, both by Charles Bukowski, because they both mention Figueroa and different areas in Boyle Heights. Ingrid, thank you so much. And Boyle Heights, such a colorful community with different immigrant Angelenos who have lived in Boyle Heights at different portions of that district of Los Angeles's history. So, yeah, great, great fiction set there. 866-893-KPECC. We're joined by Denise Hamilton, editor of Speculative Los Angeles. Denise, your story is set in Encino, Past the Mission. What's it about?
Well, I do a lot of running and hiking up in the Santa Monica Mountains, and you can really feel that you're in a timeless place when you're up there. It's one of the very few parts of Los Angeles where it could be 200 years ago. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be cool if there was like this old hidden like bar hidden into, tucked into a hillside somewhere off a trail that nobody knew about and you had to hike to. And it would be a timeless, ageless place, kind of like a portal where you could step through time. And one of my favorite books that's nonfiction about Los Angeles is called 60 Years in Southern California, 1853 to 1913 by Harris Newmark. And he talks about what LA was like when he arrived in 1853. The indigenous people were still here, the Spanish Padres, and I wanted to make that world come alive. And I wanted to also, the Me Too movement was happening, and I wanted there to be a historical reckoning between an indigenous woman and a Spanish Padre, something that had happened years and years ago that was still haunting everybody. So that was the impetus for that story. You had also mentioned Octavia Butler, a wonderful Southern California-based sci-fi writer.
Who used to join us on Air Talk, just a wonderfully gifted writer.
Yes, yes. Who's having kind of a renaissance right now. And in fact, one of the other contributors to Speculative Los Angeles, Linnell George, has just written a kind of a nonfiction book, biography, a kind of literary biography of Octavia Butler. And I think that Linnell, her story also talks about like a future in a way, a little bit like Octavia Butler's, where the canyons and the beaches are closed off. Only the rich can live there. It's 100 degrees all the time. And it's just kind of this slow decay. And you can drive around or walk around Los Angeles and imagine about 100 different apocalyptic futures, whether it's, you know, the big one hitting, like in Luis Rodriguez's story, which was an excuse for corporate and civic leaders to seize power and create a fascist police state, or a slow disintegration, which is what Linnell's story was like, which is very poetic and is set in Echo Park. So, what I love is that everyone took a very different view of what speculative meant and how to write about it.
Charles, you said his story in West Torrance, and the title I love, West Torrance, Two Bedroom, Two Bath with Pool and Black Hole. That's under the heading, by the way, three stories, a tear in the fabric of reality. You've got part four, Cops and Robots in the Future Ruins of Los Angeles. That's where Luis Rodriguez's Angeles National Forest story is set. And Steampunks, Alchemists, and Memory Artists, that's where Linnell George's Echo Park set story is. And Changelings, Ghosts, and Parallel Worlds, that's where Alex Espinoza and Denise Hamilton's stories are in that section. Denise, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Great to have you with us. The book, again, Speculative Los Angeles. Salmon Moore Park says, Snow Crash, a book about Los Angeles in the near future, a time when the U.S. does not exist. Amazingly funny and sharp, Sam says. Snow Crash is the book. From all of us at Air Talk, have a great day.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.